Current daf, Mesechtes Nazir, daf nun hey, begin on Aleph, begin Tesis Mazda, begin with the Gemara, Leima Ketanoi. Tesis quotes the words of the Gemara on Aleph that continues from the question we had regarding two answers to Amen from the previous daf, as Tesis explains, Imish Mavir, Imish Gusha. This is because of the airspace or because of the earth itself, which Tesis quotes from the words of the Gemara of Abiz, Behuda Bintar, that, oh, we could say, the reason why I said it's tar is because there's some mishum gusha in granting the case of becoming with a carriage or a closet. That yeah, it's gonna be tar because of the earth. And the oil oil since it's in the box and although it's moving, it's considered oil. So tar is gonna be tar because it's not in exposure to the ground. The Gemara says, really? Is that a beast of the holds? But then when the Bryce says, Taste of the Taurus Kainim, that says, Zarg Teva Malay came up with the MAs. If someone throws a box full with vessels over the surface of a dead person, Tameya is going to be Tameh, according to Beis Behuda. Now, the Hava Oil Zarek, the reason must be because it's oil that's a motion that's being thrown, but Loishmei also, and therefore it's going to become Tameh, even though it's an oil, because it's not considered an oil. So how could you say that he holds that Oil Zarek is Shmei Oil, and therefore it's going to be Tar? Now, the Braisa continues, the Imhoisa Munechas, but if it was placed, meaning Shemen's Mokmecha, it's staying in one place, then Torah is going to be tar, because keeping it in the Zazim, the says not moving from its place. Hashtab oil kabu. Now it is considered permanent oil. It's stationary. But Amma, one thing we see, there's a little oil there, do we see hold that it's not considered as oil? Because as Torah explains, Abel implying about the Gush, if the Bachlek is, Bezbehud and Rebbe was like we originally had in the Havimin, as we thought that if it's regarding the airspace or the ground, the Kashlai made the Machmesa, then this price wouldn't be difficult at all, because they can look book tie. You can explain their dispute. Beshida Tev Amunachas, regarding it when we say the commentary to Amim in a box or a closet that's stationary. The Falachi, even so therefore, yeah, according to Bezbehud, it makes sense that you're going to be tar. But yeah, fellow Chayimans, or Rabbi says, "Matamish Mavir," and they can be Tamim because the airspace. Well, Ashda Plig Bells are Gnaiv. They say Machleik is regarding oil Zarek. Let me talk about Damim Menachas. You can't say Machleik is regarding when it's placed because Im can never be cared. Rabbi Lav Matami wouldn't say it's Tamim because the oil Malu it is a bona fide oil. So it's because oil Zarek, but that seems to be contradicted. The Gemara answers, "No, the Kula Amish Mavir." Right, we have to give a different approach. That actually, everyone holds, not like we said that Mishum Gusha. Actually, everyone holds the problem is because of Avir. And but also the Leishmai oil, you're right. And a non-stationary oil is not even oil, as we said from the other price. So how could you hold its tar if it's Avir, which itself should be a problem? And the old ones are Leishmai oil. But for even so, the Gemara says Tezkut Mishum Leishchicha, because not common what Lekonim B'Shet to be made to come into a place with a box or a closet. So like Kozlov Yisrael Kondrizi, they weren't Kozlov, and that's why you're going to be tar. But Tanya, and Tez says we're letting the price of Nechusa. This is not a Tanya, but question, but rather in a calm tone, Chulu, which is actually being a riot. Then says Tais Pirshach, another interpretation. That actually the words of the Gemara were loy no. As we originally said, the Kulam Mishum Gush Eben holds because of the earth itself. And so what's the Machlek is Marsa by El Zarek, that one opinion held that when you throw the oil, Shadnipta Bashid bin is coming in the box, Shabahima Ud Malikhan, they said that a man or a person is, an animal or a person is transporting him. Shmei oil is considered oil. Lochot lahavsik to be a separation between the tuma and the person, which as Tais explained, but let me have to say the other mitalsim of nefes haminaf nefes. It has to be. It's better than a cloak that's shakes the namsans alis in the eighth paragraph. The chaytzim of the antum. That's not considered interposition from tuma. Bein mabein and the rosa cannot bring. Why is it better over here? Because here, we're not saying that it's actually being thrown. The back's not being thrown. It's not like an airplane. It's actually, there's the legs of a person or the animal that are carrying the shade of Atev, and the bottles that are touching the ground. So it's considered more stationary. But the jacket, it shakes in the ear when the wind blows. So it's not as kavua. So one penny holds oil zolik, meaning it's not really thrown, but it's like moving. That's shmei oil. Massive oil zolik, shmei oil. The other penny held that no. It's not considered oil behind the Amra. That's what we're saying about Tanya in the price of Nechusam in a calm way. Bechem Pirish Rach or Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbi Yehuda Oimi says, so this is not a question, it's actually a raya according to this interpretation. David Shemalei Kale, me have a box full with vessel with Zorak of Nehemiah Tamei, and you throw it on the surface of the mess, it's going to be Tamei. Yeah, because it's down with Tasman of Nefes. That's similar to a Tas that's shaking in the ear. That's a good Bafir, it's only the ear space. Oh, but the place of Menachas, but it was placed Al Gabi Behema. We're calling that Menachas. Or a person that's carrying it, then Torah can be tar, because oil zark happened. There's such an oil zark that's in motion, the ragl and nursing are but the ones who are carrying it are touching the ground. Shmael, that's considered oil, lachas b'mnei tumah to be in position in front of the tumah. So according to that, Vatanya is not a question, but actually supporting it. And Hachagersinan. And according to Lishna Basra, so the Gemara's not answering the question, but actually saying, Vibaisema. Or you want to say another approach because we didn't refute the first approach according to the second Pirush of Taisis. So what's the second answer? You could say, the Kulam Mashem Avira. That actually everyone holds, no, not because of Gusha. Everyone holds the problem is because of the Avir. And some words Taisa and the words Al Hachim, Tam Rebbe, Dipper Rebbe holds going to be Tommy. Afkim, Bashidav, Tay, Megal, even though you're in the box. Tampit Al Zog Shme Oil, even if it's thrown oil is oil, but Kim Nemeshem Avira, Gazu. As our text continues, since because of the Aver, so the Aver itself, no matter where you are, you're Tamei. Now, the Tamei the reason Behudin Matar, why is Behudin Behold you can be Tar? Kinafke, I mean, because all of you, even though he held you right to Tamei, it's because of the Aver. That's like when you're standing on the bridge of some other country outside of Eretz Yisrael. You came in a wagon or in a boat. It's a normal way how to travel. Which is is not common. They weren't geyser. Even though it's not common, they were geyser. And Vatanya here, also the words of Benichusa, it's bring a raya. If someone comes into other lands in a box or a closet, Tar is going to be Tar. The Besvino, Uvaskaria, in some type of a wagon or a boat or a vascaria, what's that? So that's gut balas, which that the gear so should be shum svina, some type of a boat. Because I'm like the gnosis and tiny stuff. Ilfa told enough vascaria machusa, he hung himself in the mast of the boat. Okay, so we see after abuse, behood the metabashed of amygdal. You're right, even though he says yatar should defend amygdal, but that's again only because it's like shriach. But my become svina agrees when you come in a wagon or boat. The Tumi can tell me why Mishum Avira goes because it's like we said because of Avira and that is Shchiach, so that supports what we said before. Vibay Sim, everyone, you could say another approach, as Tezi quotes from the words of Gemara. Hacha over here, Shem Yitzi Yidosh Veruba L'Sham. The concern is maybe going to stick his head and jump his body out over there. Meaning, as Tezi explains, what's this third approach going like? The Kula Mishum Gusha Gazur. According to everyone, the concern is because of the earth itself. Not the airspace. Because even though this oil is in motion, it's looking at oil to be a half second chatzitza. And like Gaza, maybe it's going to stick its head and his body outside because the impact of it's not easy to stick your head out of the closet or the box. And the it's not so easy to stick your head out. Yeah, but their boat and the wagon they holds from the Gaza they hold that we are concerned you might take your head and your body outside of the boat or the wagon. And then he'll be leaning over the earth. Because it's very easy to stick your head and your body outside of a wagon or a boat. But why should I hold your tummy even by a box? Because even there, maybe he's going to stick his head and your body outside. That's what Tanya will in the rise of the chusam. And that's Taisa quotes from the words of the Gemara. Someone goes to the nations of the world, their lands, Vashidat him, Megal, with a box, Tar's going to be tortured, until he sticks the head and the Jarvis out outside. Which, Machal, the inference is the Bukharan Basmina Tame, that by wagging the boat, your Tame, even if he did not stick the head and the Jarvis outside, because of a concern, the Nakal who likes the Bukharan Basmina, because it is easy to stick it out. So it's considered even if you didn't, because of you might. For the Maisa Perikal Ma'arvin, this that the Gemara says, Nevin of Lamanam Beis, which says, Chagigin of Chavim and Av Mahayi Bryce, from this Bryce, and Nifla, it's Amim. So it goes into the other lands of the world, Bishit to make with a box. The Pleger Beis, we heard the Rebbe Ba'il Zog, Shmei Oil Aloy, the Gemara, in other places says that the Machlekes is because of Ba'il Zog and Ad. Says, Tais, Hainab, Mike, the Ba'il Mimish, Nukem, this is only based on what our Gemara said in the first answer, the Pleger Ba'il Zog, that Machlekes regarding Oil Zog. Avashnu Basra, the Kuns Bratz Am. Granted, the last answer regarding going to lands of the nations, Lepligabel Zark, the Machlek is not regarding Zark, rather other things as we just said. Now, I'm going to mess with the Pligabel, but you're right, regarding a dead person, not regarding Eretz Am, regarding a dead person, we do have that. That is the Machlek is actually. If it was placed, as we recorded this place earlier, Torah is going to be Torah, because all Zark Shemay Oil, then he holds you're going to be Torah, all. So we do see the Machlek is regarding mess in this concept of all Zark or not, but regarding Eretz Am, that depends on which answer the Gemara it is. Next test, Masl, that begin words of the Gemara, according to the words in the Mishnah. We said, Masl Ma'ina, as Tess says in the words Miyad. So the person, it's not Seis as a Kaidin, but it's not going to be counted towards when, let's say, by days of Tzras. So he starts counting right away, meaning Kishanit when he purifies himself. And Ma'ina, then he counts, as the Rabbi Ansberg says, the Gemara says, Masl Hipsit Tzaratoi, what he lost from his tzarash, because those days don't count towards the minute, so he has to resume counting now when he purifies himself from the tzarash. So this halacha, Tzitzis quotes the words of the Gemara, Amar Chizdi, he says, we didn't learn what? The May Sifra being Gemara, the days of his counting purification days from Tzaras, or when he was a confirmed Tzaras. Then we say in the Mishnah, the Minyan Zerusa doesn't count for his days of Naziras. So it says, go towards the Gemara, that's Ilben Naziras Mo'atis. That's by a minimum Naziras, as Tzaras explained, Shalom and Yom 30 days. But we have in the Stare, in the time, and in the middle he became Mitzaras. Lachash and the Shop, everything got healed. The Gilach was said to make Gemara, and then he has the Kodesh at the end of the days of his Tzaras. And the Gir says, Megillah, Shein, the Sachem is different than his Kodesh a second time after he does his days of counting. Oh, Azvadi, and Yochel, like Lech, and Savalam, and Chalos, Yemen, and Zerusa. Obviously, he can't Kodesh at the end of 30 days of his Naziris when he started. Me made Tzachat and Minyan, the days of Tzachat Sivishim, the counting, Shein, and Gidl, Sav, Pachs, Malam, and Yem. You can't have less than a hair growth of 30 days to cut off when you finish Naziris. But Tzachat and Islam, and Yem, and Zerusa, Mishnah, Sarab, and Masab, obviously, you have to count 30 days of Naziris after you get healed and after you finished your counting. Because you cut off your hair and you have to start that over. But as the words of Gemara are, Rav Chizkiah says, "But Naziris Meruba, but by large Naziris, meaning another Kogachim, he took it out of so many days. Shachim Yitzarat Eikalam Yom, even after days of Tzaraz, there's still 30 days. Achash Gilch Teglach Shneizel Tzaraz, even after he took the second haircut of Tzaraz, but the Shabbat Eikal Gidl Tzar, can they Gidl Tzar that is actually enough of growth of hair? Then, as the words of Gemara are, Meslak Nami Salkele, and actually, it's even going to count towards his Naziris. However, not Alok Rav Chizkiah as Tzitzik quotes, Moser Rav Shravia. Shravia asked from the Alok of Mishnah. A Mishnah said that you start counting right away and you don't knock off what he counted up until now. Which I'm reading, he says, this is definitely a quote of a Mishnah, although the wording is not exact. But the question is, as Taisa quotes the words, if you think this is talking about a minimum Naziris, but you need to have a growth of hair. Meaning, and the Gemara's question is, Taisa explains, what does the Mishnah say? It does knock off what you counted beforehand. Of course, you can knock off what you had up until now because you can't count any of that. Because you have to have a 30-day, which you have to start over that whole 30 days. Now, the next Tesis belongs on Amud Beis. So the Gemara continues, as Tesis quotes, Elav, rather, obviously, but this is Merubu. We're talking about a large Nesis. And still, we're talking about Maskel, Moin, Miyan, we're saying, oh, you resume now, means Shemin, they will learn. Maskel, Moin, Lachim, Esifre, you start counting only after you finish the days of Sfira. Amud, so you see, you may Sifre, Einoil, you see the days of counting. Do not count, even though it's in the Merubu, which contradicts Rav Chizda. He asked the question, but he answers it too. No, but Naziris was 50 yom. It's talking about Naziris of 50 days. That's what it takes when Armistin Amish is talking about. Meaning, when Rav Chizkiah said Naziris Mu'etis, what he meant was like this. We only said a minimum Naziris claim. In other words, Shein Lalas recommend Naziris Mu'etis, that he only has the amount of a minimum Naziris, meaning of 30 days. Kisheshchila, you made Tzaratai, when the days of Tzarat started. Not from the beginning of the Naziris. Kagoin, as Taisa quotes words, the Gemara of the Yosef Esrim, he already said 20, meaning as Taisa has been Naziris, 20 days of Naziris. And as the words of the Gemara of Yisrael B'Tzaras, and then he developed Tzaras. The Megaleich B'Tzaratis, he has to cut off ultimately the end of the Yisrael B'Tzaras. But all the Yosef Shleshim Yomim, the Nazir, then he's going to have what left? 30 days of Nazir. Which is the amount of growth of here. Kulam, in other words. But Kai Gabna Dinu, yeah, in such a case, the halacha makes sense. Shlayali Mitzaratik Alika. Of course, David Tzaras not going to count. But Dinu Shlayivatum Kai Men, but at the same time, it's not going to count what he counted up until now. Because Shemi Me Gemara Veme, and the Gersa is Safirai. If the days when he's confirmed and counting Tzaras, Yal Naziris, Shekam for Naziris, Shiviyam, Oyabasayam, 7 or 14 days, depending, from Mashiyalu, according to what it comes out, Sagla Hosef Al, and the Gersa is Hanaziris. He has to add on to Naziris, Kedesh Yesham Gitlzab, simply to have the amount of growth of here. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. As Tosha explains. The Naziris B'chamishim Lab Dafka, not necessarily has to be a Naziris of 50 days. The one that Naziris B'chabom, simply would be a Naziris of 40 days, and continue to be based. Hechad Yisrael B'tzeras, L'sef HaSar Yom, if he developed the Tzeras 10 days in. But Zakob, the rule is like this. Naziris Mo'etis, Kari, Mokum, it means to say, Shein Lam Nisrak Lam Yom Yishis La Tzeras. It means you only have 30 days left when you started the Tzeras, at Sofi Men Zirus until what you have remaining of Naziris. Naziris Merubo, what was Rav Chizkiah saying, but a larger Naziris? In other words, when you started Yitzhak, you still had not only 30 days yet, let's say 31 days or 32 days left in Naziris, or because you need some more. Let's say you took a Naziris of 51 days or more. And on day 20, you developed Tzaras. And you cannot say the Holy Mitzvah, like the old days are not going to count at all. Not true. The Minya Yom Ha'Ivrim, or the Girsa is Ha'Ivrim. That you have more than 30 days, Miyala will count. Let's take a net of 53 days. The Yosef asked him and he sat for 20 days. Vesyol b'tzaras and developed tzaras. As the Gizmer branch begins, Mimei tzaratoi, put these words, Va'asar yoyim and 14 days, Mimei tzaratoi, then Shleisha yalu, three of it will count. Be'echad osle, only 11 will not count. But Torah Limnes al, and the Girsa is, Maram Ranchberg is, Chamishim v'shleisha, 53, so you have Lama Yoim, the Bepogis Lady Logan Lassa, you can't have 30 days that won't have growth over here. Vahin Dunker, that's what it's saying, Vahin Dunker, Shleishim Yom Denazi, you only have to count 30 days of Nazi, meaning not 33, because three of the days will actually count. Yeah, that's what we're saying, only Naziris Mo'etes, is Amesh Totobo, Naziris Mo'luba, then you actually will have, be able to count it towards the days of Naziris.